And all of this, talking about what we should and shouldn't see at different times of the day, feeds us into RF Axel's question, which is, are you supposed to avoid blue light when you want to sleep? Well, that happens to coincide very nicely with our question of the week. So here's Hannah Critchlow.
The Naked Scientist's question of the week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we hear from a listener who wonders about the stimulating powers of light.
Hello there, my name's Christian Lang and I'm based in Canterbury, Kent. I occasionally have trouble sleeping and find that reading a book before bed really helps me to relax and feel tired. I was considering getting one of those electronic book readers that are becoming popular nowadays, but then I was wondering, would the light, the screen, stimulate your brain in such a way that it would prevent you from becoming tired?
So, are your monitors, screens and ebooks more than your standard page turner, leaving you tossing and turning and up all night? With the answer...
I'm Professor Deborah Skeen from the University of Surrey, and I do studies on light and sleep. I mean, we know that light can affect alertness and it can affect your ability to sleep. We know that it, in fact, stimulates receptors in the eye that are particularly sensitive to blue light. And this light information then is sent all around the brain and can affect how tired you are and possibly your ability to sleep. So I would say if you had very bright light in your bedroom, and we know this from studies, that it in fact delays your sleep time and keeps you more awake. Now, about the electronic books, they're not very bright in terms of the intensity of light. And so I would suspect that the light levels are too low to really affect your sleep. So if you wanted to use a computer that had a very bright blue screen, this may keep you up.
So computer screens, televisions and bright lights all emit a strong blue light of high enough intensity to stimulate. So, reading from a backlit screen of a laptop or tablet could lead to sleepless nights. However, most e-readers use special electronic paper technology, which has no backlighting and utilises reflected light in exactly the same way as normal paper. Because of this, an e-reader should only keep you awake if you can't put it down. Now, moving on to DFuzz, our next question.
Hello, Naked Scientist. This is Muggs in Shepherd's Bush. I was in the pub just now and I was thinking about something, and I think you may have the answer to this. I guess that the gene that codes for men having hairy chests and hairy backs is just an evolutionary advantage in response to some sort of environmental pressure. But how come women don't have beards in response to the same pressures? Love the show.
So why have I lost my hairy beard and chest? Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientist.com, tweet at Naked Scientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Where's your beard and hairy chest gone? Well, it's that stuff you buy in the chemist, Hannah. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Next time, we're going to be answering your science questions. So if there's anything you want to know, do get in touch. You can email us, chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can also tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can post them on our Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/thenakedscientists. It just remains to say thank you to our guests this week, Professor Russell Foster, Dr. Ak Reddy, Sitam Paranathan Sebasan, and Professor Orphea Buxton. Thank you also to our production team, Hannah Critchlow, Mira Senthilingam and Tom Simpkins. Until next time, goodbye.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.